Should we feel sorry for the man? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What have we learned about L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling from that now-famous recording? We've learned that he has nosy friends who judge him based on the pictures his girlfriend posts online.
I'm just telling you, you told me you were going to remove it. So Dennis, the second Dennis who looked at me, made that comment.
It's an unclear soundbite, I realize. Either he's getting grief from two people named Dennis, or he was having some dental work done by a dentist who spends too much time on Instagram. Either way, what you notice in the recording is not just the racism, but how profoundly unhappy this man is.
I really don't feel like going anywhere. I don't feel like going to Europe. I don't feel like just going through the whole thing.
He doesn't even feel like going to Europe now.
We made a giant mistake, both of us. Everything you say to me is so painful.
This immensely wealthy man is reduced to begging.
Please leave me alone. Please, please.
I'm sorry.
His needs are so simple. All he wants is to run an NBA franchise without having his girlfriend publicly associate with black people, so that either a friend named Dennis or some unnamed dentist won't keep scolding him.
Who would want to live with a woman like you? All you ever wanted to do was fight. You're a born fighter.
I think we would all do well to remember this story the next time we're tempted to think that the 1% have it easy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.